Welcome to Activate the Hunt, helping you master the skill of hunting. If you're a new hunter who's just getting started, or you've been hunting for a while, but want to learn new tips, tactics, and information to help you become a better hunter, this podcast is for you. Get ready to activate the hunt.
Welcome to episode one of Activate the Hunt podcast. My name is Colin Cottrell. I'm your host. I'm really excited to bring you this first episode today and announce the launch of ActivateTheHunt.com. It's taken me several months of early mornings and late nights and a lot of hard work to get this project from just a small idea to where it is now, and I promise you, this is just the beginning. I want to use this episode to talk about why I started Activate the Hunt, the podcast, the website, and the community, and what I hope to accomplish with this project, as well as talk a little bit about my background as a hunter. I think that'll give all the listeners a little context on why I started hunting and kind of where this project came from. So my story is that I started hunting from a very young age. I started tagging along with my dad at a very young age. He would take me to what we call deer hunting camp. It was every November, and it was where my grandparents, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins, we would all gather together and we would hunt and camp during the Minnesota rifle season. You know, I have some great memories from those early days in my life. I especially remember the camaraderie that we shared, the hunting stories that were told, the excitement and positive attitudes that everyone had, and the lessons that I learned. But I also remember eating fresh venison from the deer that my dad, my uncles, and my cousins were fortunate enough to kill. But I do have to mention, in those early years, it wasn't about the kill. That wasn't what it was about. I don't remember there being a lot of deer killed, to be honest, because the deer numbers were a lot lower in those days. But it did make for some extra excitement when someone did bring a deer back to hunting camp. And it was obviously great that we had that meat to fill our freezers with. When I was old enough to hunt for myself, which was at 12 years old, I took my firearm safety class. And I remember that fall, my dad took me out on my first deer hunt, which I was really excited about. I ended up passing up a small doe in that first year, but what I can remember is that I really enjoyed the experience of the hunt. And after that, my passion for hunting really started to grow. After a few years of hunting deer with my dad's old Winchester 308, I did end up getting a few kills under my belt, but I started to look for ways that I could extend my hunting season and challenge myself more. And that's when I was introduced to bow hunting by my dad. He handed me down a PSE Nova bow, and I started to learn the technique of shooting a bow, which was the challenge I was looking for, and it would give me the opportunity to hunt a lot more. I'll be honest, I was not a very good shot at all from the start, and I really didn't bow hunt that much those first few years. But when I went off to college, I really started researching, reading, and learning everything I could about bow hunting. I began to practice shooting my bow often, and eventually I upgraded my bow, which, from what I remember, gave me a lot more confidence in my shot. But it took me a few years to finally kill that first deer using my bow, which ended up being a small buck, but I was still elated. I was excited. I was pumped. I had killed my first deer, finally. Since then, which has been about 9 years, I have primarily been a bow hunter. During those years, I've killed several turkey, a few deer, some wild hogs, and a pronghorn antelope. But I've also had my share of missed opportunities, many missed opportunities. But no matter how many animals I have or have not killed, I've learned to love everything about the hunt, the whole experience. The whole experience is valuable and fulfilling. Because it wasn't just about the kill, it was so much more than that. It was about the adventure, the stories, the spiritual connection to nature, the camaraderie, the life lessons, memories, conservation, and of course, wild food. But before we go any deeper, I want to back up a few years. While I was in college, I used my talents as a website designer and a graphic artist to get jobs working for a few different hunting industry companies. At that time, I didn't really know what I wanted to do after college, but I found that my passion was working with those in the hunting industry. Eventually, I started my own business, and I continued to connect and provide marketing services to those in the hunting industry for 10 years now, to be exact. And I have to mention, I'm very grateful I've had the opportunity to work with and learn from so many great people that are passionate about hunting, like I am. Over the years, I've shared a lot about my work in the hunting industry on social media, as well as some of my own hunting adventures. And I know this made it easy for people to start approaching me and asking me questions about hunting. Old college friends, old high school friends, and even some acquaintances who I met during my travels would reach out to me and ask me questions on social media. Where can I start hunting? How can I start hunting? Where can I get a bow? What kind of bow do I need? Where can I find land to hunt at? So many other questions that they were asking me. And of course, I did my best to answer their questions and help them get started on their journey as a hunter. But I'm only one person, and I have to admit, even though I've been passionate about hunting for many years, I'm not a pro hunter or the best hunter. And I don't know everything about hunting. I'm still just getting started as a hunter, in my opinion. I'm still constantly trying to learn new information and improve my hunting skills. And because of this, a question popped into my head several times over the last few years. How can I connect with the most knowledgeable and successful hunters in the world to learn more while helping others start their journey as a hunter? And this question eventually resulted in the idea of a podcast and a website that would help hunters get started and help the rest of us learn new tips, tactics, and information that would result in us becoming better hunters. And that podcast and website will be called Activate the Hunt. And as the host and the founder of this podcast and website, it's my hope that I can relate with you by sharing my own hunting experiences, as well as bring on the best guests so I can ask them the questions we will all learn from. On future episodes of this podcast, we will cover many topics about hunting, including the origin of hunting, how to get started as a hunter, finding a place to hunt, introducing hunting to non-hunters, different types of hunting, new hunting products, new hunting tips and techniques, hunting ethics, growing and improving as a hunter, the community and camaraderie of hunters, hunting for food and cooking wild game, the conservation and preservation of land and wildlife by hunters, and finally, the spiritual connection between nature and hunting. We will also release articles and videos covering these topics online at activatethehunt.com, so be sure to sign up for our email list there. To go with the podcast and the website, we will also have a closed Facebook group that you can join for free at facebook.com/groups/activatethehunt. This is what I like to call our digital campfire, an online community where you can participate, connect, and learn from other hunters, as well as share your latest hunting adventures. This community will provide great value to all of you, so make sure you join right away. To maximize the opportunity and bring as much value to this community as possible, I will also need your help. If you have any suggestions for guests or topics you want covered in upcoming episodes, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. You'll be able to reach out to me directly at the Activate the Hunt Facebook group, or you can always email me directly from the website at activatethehunt.com/contact. Now, as we finish up this first episode, I have a few more things I want to mention quickly. We will launch a new podcast interview with a new guest each Wednesday morning, so you can look forward to that every week. Each episode will be roughly 45 minutes long, action-packed, and full of valuable hunting tips and information. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you're notified when new episodes are uploaded every week. I'm really looking forward to building this community together. It's my personal goal to help new hunters get started on this exciting journey and for the rest of us to learn new tips, tactics, and information and ultimately become the best hunters we can be and master the skill of hunting. So as I mentioned, don't forget to hit the subscribe button here on the podcast if you're on iTunes, and check back next Wednesday as I will upload the first interview of the Activate the Hunt podcast. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Activate the Hunt podcast. For additional information about this podcast, the show notes, hunting articles, and more, visit www.activatethehunt.com.